Afternoon, otherwise cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. High temperatures reach up to 79. Westerly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Scattered thunderstorms likely. Tonight, lows level off around 51. Clear skies. Mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow, daytime highs approaching 75. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 75.
Let's face it, mornings are tough. We could all use a little pick-me-up. The answer? El Cafe in Port Edwards. Not only will the atmosphere and friendly staff at El Cafe give you a boost, but their breakfast will knock your socks off. Enjoy one of their great daily breakfast specials, sure to satisfy, or really kick it up with their fish tacos and spicy salsa. Life's too short to have another boring breakfast. Get up, get going, and get to El Cafe in beautiful Port Edwards right next to the police station. Start your day with a kick at El Cafe. The Todd Alba Show.
These fires in Alberta, they're just this very narrow jet stream, just bringing all that kind of smoke down.
What it does is those sunsets and sunrises.
Yeah.
I mean, you've just got this massive deep red disc up in the sky. It's like you're in a Star Wars, you know, movie or something like that.
The Todd Alba Show.
Which makes sense when you look at the Civic Media lineup. I mean, we really look like the Cantina Bar as far as all the characters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
You're listening to Wisconsin Rapids Raptors Baseball on WFHR.
Bottom of the second inning, a 2-0 lead for Kalamazoo. They got two runs off of a two-run RBI single from Anthony Stephon. So Banks Tolley will set in. Graham looks once more. He's got two strikeouts. And a check swing in the inside finds his zone, 0-1. Tolley out of Appalachian State was the first runner to cross home for the Growlers yesterday in the bottom of the third. The 0-1 from Graham. And a check swing this time, but paints the zone. It's a curveball, 0-2. So Kalen Graham gave up two runs, but also acquired a two-strikeout inning. Looking for strikeout number three this time, the 0-2. Inside for a ball, 1-2. Thanks, Tolley, batting at 200. Five home runs, 19 RBIs. The 1-2. And a bouncer that stays fair. Graham comes out to it, goes in between the catcher in first, but not thrown in time. Kind of an odd hit. And getting the first is Tolley. So Banks Tolley with a hit. Nonetheless, Joey Winters is due up. So Joey Winters went 0 for 3 yesterday, but also crossed home plate. He had a walk and two strikeouts. So out of Ottawa University, Arizona, where the coach or the Renegades for Raptors, as he loves coaching them at Ottawa. 0-1 count at first is Tolley. As Grant looks over to Gervich, the checkoff, not there. And once more does it. Gervich sweeps low, but getting back to the bag is Tolley. Growlers up to three hits. They've gotten a hit from Lewis Jr., Godbout, and Tolley. Only in the eighth batter in the order. So the DH will see the 0-1. Pops this out left side. And goes in for a ball for a strike. 0-2 count. At first is Tolley, and Graham kicks and serves, and upstairs on a check swing and a fastball goes above the zone for a ball, 1-2. A 1-2 count. At first stands Tolley. Graham bends in low at the knee. Got 29 RBIs, Joey Winters does, as a throw low, a short hops into Gervich at first. He's got a home run, so he's been a big story of their success. Kalamazoo, second in the team in RBIs. Graham on the first base side of the mound. He'll kick the 1-2 and popped up and away left side. So ball two strikes. Tolley at first. Nobody down here. Bottom of the second. Rafters in an early 2-0 hole. And Graham looks over and throws at first again. Really having his eyes on Banks Tolley. Tolley with only one stolen base this year. And a ball sliced out again and popped away left field side. So a lot of foul balls in this game. Kalen Graham right now has thrown 33 pitches. He's allowed four hits, two runs, a walk, but thrown two strikeouts. So looks over at first. The 1-2 home outside of the zone on the left side, 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, nobody down. Tolley stands at first. And Graham throws over once more. You know, you take it back to last inning in the bottom of the first. Gavin Lewis started off with a base hit, and he took second. So it seems like that's Kalamazoo's, one of their tactics is if the leadoff hitter gets a base hit, always look to steal second and put the pressure on. He got a big leadoff there at first. Graham the 2-2 to Winters and popped out backside. So once more, Kalen Graham up to 35 pitches. Expect Makai Negrete to come in after this. You know, towards later in the game, I could see him coming in around fourth or the fifth inning. 2-2 count as once more throwing to first and the checkoff. Kalen Graham and a 2-2 count. Looks at first and will set in. And now stealing the base and sliding headfirst into second is Tolley. So Banks Tolley doing his job and the count runs full. Kalamazoo up 2-0. And they have the momentum once more. Graham looking for his third strikeout. Can he get it? And a payoff to Winters and a swing and a miss this time. And a fastball that paints the zone. So Winters goes down. He strikes out swinging. That's the third strikeout for Graham's his day. As we're here in the bottom of the order, Luke Mitchell, the catcher. Went 1-for-2 with a 2-RBI day. Was also walked yesterday and struck out. So Luke Mitchell out of University of Montevallo and a redshirt freshman from Lehigh Acres, Florida. Batting a 210 at the plate, 17 RBIs and a home run. One down. Tolley really messing with Graham right now. He's taking a couple shifts off over and kind of bouncing back and forth. But nonetheless, comes in for a strike on Mitchell, 0-1. One down here, bottom of the second. Graham the set. His Bonnie's face towards third. He's got a wide stance. Sets the 0-1. And inside for a ball. 1-1. A ball and a strike. With one down. At second. Stands Tolley, the 1-1. And up and above the zone for a ball 2-1. So two balls, a strike, with one down. Tolley puts himself in scoring position. Led off with a base hit, and then stole second. And the 2-1 Graham pushes it back towards Conniff. The throw, and just not in the nick of time. two away here, bottom of the second. Graham with the ball in his glove on Luke Mitchell. He looks over at second and fires the 2-1 home on a swing and a miss inside. Losing his balance was Mitchell. A fast swing, but comes in for a strike. 2-2. So Duffy talking with his pitcher, Kalen Graham, out of North Central Texas College. And from Tampa, Florida. So two Florida natives going at it. You have a guy from Tampa and also one from Lehigh Anchors. Two balls, two strikes. Two away here, bottom second. One down. Graham looks in the fifth offering and a miss outside for strike three. So going down is Mitchell. That's the fourth strikeout through nine batters for Kalen Graham. Top of the order with Gavin Lewis Jr., who got a base hit his first time up. So Gavin Lewis Jr. also able to get home today. He was the first grounder to cross home plate. One away, bottom of the second. Rafters trail 2-0. And it's a curveball out and away for about 1-0. Gavin Lewis Jr. out of UAB from New Orleans, Louisiana, batting a 259. A versatile player. And sees the 1-0 and a check swing inside, but up and above the zone for a ball 2-0. That's a fastball. A 2-0 count. Two down. And Graham will look in. He now comes set. That second is tally, the 2-0. And a curveball that paints the zone and force trying 2-1. So 2-1 count. You're two down. Kalen Graham bends in low with the ball tucked into the glove. He comes set and the fourth offering outside for a ball, 3-1. He's only walked one batter, which was Gabe Springer. Three balls, a strike, two down. Graham kicks, fires, and outside on a slider, out and away for ball four. So Lewis Jr. gets on base. He's at first. At second is Banks Tolley. So runners at first and second, and this brings up Henry Godbout. One for one today with a base hit. So batting a 320. Kalamazoo in front 2-0. Two down and Graham serves in. And a swing and a ball hit, well hit, that pulls outside on the third base line, out of play. So Godbout, a low fly ball, but can't stay in play. Good contact though, nonetheless. Two down, Lewis at first, Tolley at second. And Graham will kick and serve and tipped off the top side of the bat into the netting, back behind home plate. 0-2. So the right-hander Godbout on the right-hander of Kalen Graham. Graham is a big kid, stands at 6'5". The 0-2 and a swing and a high fly ball in the left field. Chasing after it is Gallison. Slides and makes the catch on his knees. What a grab from Anthony Gallison in the deep left field to only allow Kalamazoo to steal two runs. So they come up empty there. Anthony Gallison showing off the speed. We head to the top of the third. 2-0, the Growlers lead, and we'll step away.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broken too. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Raptors baseball on WFHR.
Top of the third inning has Kalamazoo in front, 2-0. They got two runs in the bottom of the first, a 2-1 RBI single from Anthony Stefan. So that's where we stand. That sent Lewis and Godbout home. So Raptors playing from behind once more. Alex Duffy here batting in the nine hole. He's had nine hits in total on 39 at-bats. Batting a 231, he's really started to swing the bat a lot better. He was down in batting around 130 not too long ago. So had a big day the other day where he went 3-for-5. So Alex Duffy out of Elon, four runs and eight RBIs, the catcher. Mason Meeks back on the mound once more. The Drury product serves in and out and away in a ball this time, 1-0. One out count. And the set in and serve and right down the plate to Orlando Rodriguez, the first base coach for the Raptors. And at third base is Kirk Schreider. One ball, one strike. The 1-1, and Duffy fouls it off the top side of the back into the netting. 1-2. So two hits for the Raptors, Bobo with a single and Gurvich with the double. There's been three ground outs, a flyout, and two strikeouts. As Duffy hits this high, pulling in the left field, running after it is Stefan, and doesn't make the catch, goes in and out of his glove on the third baseline. So Duffy, fortunate not to see that drop into the glove of Stefan. So that was seeming like a routine catch, but Stefan caught it on the left field, away from the left field line, 1-2. So a ball and two strikes for Alex Duffy out of Bernardsville, New Jersey. Batted a 175 for Elon back in 2022, and he sees a ball 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Four runs in total. He'll see the 2-2 and swing and a miss inside for strike three. Duffy goes down. And that's the third strikeout. Back-to-back-to-back strikeouts for Mason Meeks. So top of the order now. With Ty Johnson on the first pitch of the game, grounded out to second. One down. Meeks will look in once more and throws in on a fastball inside of the zone, 0-1. The 0-1 count with one down. Meeks sets high and throws and goes below the left corner for a ball, 1-1. That was a changeup at 75 that time. Mason Meeks, 8 strikeouts last time against the Raptors back in early June. And a line drive in the left field. A base hit for Ty Johnson. Was looking towards second, but will retreat back to first. So finally Johnson excited about that because he knew he needed one to get his confidence back. He's 1-for-2. So Jorge DeGratti grounded out to short. 0-for-1. Second on the team in batting average with a .337. Johnson at first. Meeks will set in and a line drive pulled foul. That one won. No balls, a strike. And the checkoff over at first. So Kalamazoo has really had the Raptors number. They've won 6 out of the past 8 matchups in total. The Growlers took down the Raptors in the playoffs. A swing and a ground ball over to Godbout at second. Flips it over to Lewis and the throw. A double play that time. So Godbout, the shortstop, to second to Lewis and back to first. A 6-4-3 double play. We get out of the top of the third. We head to the bottom half of the inning here on WFHR.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the Raptors here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the third inning, a 2-0 lead for the Growlers. Kalen Graham on the mound once more. He's had 4 strikeouts. He's allowed 4 hits and 2 runs. He's thrown 50 pitches through 2 innings. So Jeter Ibarra, he'll step in. And Ibarra sees the ball low, 1-0. So 1-0 count. Batting a .375, he's been unbelievable for the Growlers. As he hooks this away, out of play, foul left side. One ball, one strike. 1-1 count. Kalen Graham threw a swing and a shallow ground ball, and Conniff can't get it into it in time. It goes into right field, and a base hit for Ibarra. So Gabe Springer, who walked last time up, batting in the cleanup spot. He was thrown out at third, after Kalamazoo already got 2 runs. So So Kalen Graham giving up his fifth hit. And first delivery out, no way. So now, once again, a leadoff base hit for the Growlers. And you look at it, Ibarra looking to steal second. Kalen Graham looks over at first right now. And the 1-0 outside and low for a ball. Ibarra has one stolen base on the season. 2-0 count. Kalen Graham sets in low. And a 2-0 outside for a ball on Gabe Springer, the left-hander. And a Stanford Cardinal from Boulder, Colorado, leads the team in RBIs with 36. All right, 3-ball count here for Graham. He fires, and that goes low for ball four. So four straight balls. And Springer, back-to-back walks for him. Kaysen Taggart, who struck out swinging, he'll step in now, batting fifth in the order. So you have Springer at first, Ibarra at second. One in scoring position. Taggart from Centralia College and Everett, Washington. Graham, the first delivery, pushes inside and away of the zone. 1-0. That was a curveball that time, and backing away was Taggart. Bottom of the third, runners at first and second. Kalen Graham looks over now. He'll kick high, the 1-0. And goes in low for a ball, 2-0. 2-0 count. Here, bottom of the third. Kalen Graham just going to have to reset. Mekhi Negrete warming up right now on the left field side out of play, but, you know, where the bullpen is. So Duffy having a word with his catcher, Kalen Graham. Kalamazoo have runners on once more. Kirk Schreider in his third season, just out of the dugout right now for the Raptors. And Cody Piciocchi, the manager for the Growlers, in his seventh season. 2-ball count here on Taggart. Kalen Graham has already thrown 3 walks. A look at second, and the 2-0 sweeps low and brushes the dirt for a 3-0 count. 3 balls, no strikes, and nobody down. 2-0 lead for Kalamazoo. The 3-0, and right down the plate for a strike, 3-1. So 3 balls, 1 strike. Runners at first and second. Kalamazoo threatening once more. Graham kicks high, winds and serves. And a swing and a high fly ball in the left center field. Johnson looks to chase it, but this is going to come to Gallison. And he throws it to third, but not tagging up. In time was the runner and Ibarra. So Taggart flies out to left, and this brings up Anthony Stephon, who had a 2-run RBI single. As Kirk Schreider calling to Negrete, and looks like Kalen Graham's day is done. So Graham ends his day, he calls to Negrete. So Kalen Graham ends off his Kalamazoo game, where he's had 2 1/3 innings pitched, 62 pitches, has allowed 5 hits, 2 runs, and 2 of those came earned, 3 walks and 4 strikeouts. So Mekhi Negrete, he'll step on for the Raptors now, and a guy that just committed, he was in the transfer portal, left University of San Diego, he just committed to Cal State Fullerton. So congratulations to him, and excited for him in his next journey to Fullerton, California. He's had 8 games appeared in with a 3-0 record. He's had a save, 26 innings of work. He's allowed 24 hits and 7 runs, but 19 strikeouts or 2.42 ERA. He picked up the save against Madison back on July the 11th. He appeared against Kalamazoo on June the 16th, where he went 3 innings, allowed a hit, but threw 2 strikeouts. So Makai Negrete, congratulations to him for committing to Cal State Fullerton. And he's a guy that works a lot with the changeups, throws a lot of changeups. Throws in his curve at times, sliders as well. Obviously, he goes to his fastball when he needs to, but talking with him, he says, yeah, he throws a lot of changeups, and he definitely can see that. He likes to go to that, so Makai Negrete can hopefully give the Raptors a little bit different look. Kalen Graham's day has done. So this is interesting because I really thought normally Graham will go three to four innings and Negrete will come in after that. And that's usually the rotation. But when you have Kirk Schreider on his way from the dugout to the mound, he definitely means like, hey, you're coming out. So call to his bullpen and Makai Negrete hopefully can pick up and start to get the pitching going for the Raptors. Because in a game where their pitching hasn't really been great so far. And nonetheless, Kalen Graham threw 4 strikeouts, but 3 walks, allowed 5 hits. So one down. Anthony Stephon and Virginia Cavalier. Runners at first and second. Springer at first and at second, Easy Barra. Negrete first pitch for a ball, 1-0. Bottom of the third. Anthony Stephon wasn't in the lineup yesterday for Kalamazoo. And Negrete the kick high, the 1-0 and foul tipped right side. No balls, 2 strikes. Stephon batting a 191. And one down. Negrete looks at second. And there's the changeup and a miss inside for strike 2. So Jeter Ibarra at second. And rightfully so, leads the team in on-base percentage of a 492. Negrete the 1-2 home. And a curveball bounces in the dirt for a ball 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and 1 down. Runners at first and second. Negrete with the ball behind his back. He stands right in the middle of the rubber. Now puts it in his glove. He'll come set. Looks at second. Kicks high in the 2-2. Outside for a ball. 3-2. A full count. Here with only 1 down. Negrete would not like to start his day off with a walk. And here's the payoff to Stephon. And down low, brushes the dirt for a ball. So that puts the bases loaded. Stephon at first. That second is Springer. And that third is Ibarra. So with only 1 out, Raptors are going to have to play good defensive baseball. Negrete's going to have to find the strike zone because Banks Tolley, who was 1-for-1, started his day off with a base hit. Bases loaded. Negrete serves in, and a swing and a ball belted into left center field, heading back, and this goes before the warning track. A runner gets home, and Ibarra, Springer on his way from second. And another run scores, and on his way to third is Banks Tolley. A triple, Kalamazoo grabs in 3 runs there. They lead 5-0 now. A 3-run RBI triple for Banks Tolley. And oh boy, Kalamazoo in a commanding 5-0 lead right now. Banks Jolly, 2 for 2 with a 3 RBI day so far. He stands at third. One down, Joey Winters will set in, and a swing and a grounder over to Conniff at second. Tolley gets home, the throw to first in time, but nonetheless, another run scores for Kalamazoo. 6 runs right now, they're up 6-0. A ground out RBI for Joey Winters. So bottom of the order, Luke Mitchell struck out swinging. Two down. Mekhi Negrete will come set. He kicks in on Mitchell. Paints the zone with a strike. No balls, a strike with two down. No one count. Negrete cocks it behind his head and a swing and a ball lifted in the air high into shallow center. Johnson runs after it. Broussard was there, but Johnson makes the catch for the third out. The Rafters give up 4 runs. They trail now 6-0. We head to the top of the fourth on WFHR.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now for your crudités at 844-967-2789.
I thought they were crudy takes.
Crudies takes. See, man? It all comes back around to Sports Talk Live.
Something like that.
My wife wants some vegetables for crudité.
You know what I mean?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
So we head to the top of the fourth inning as it was originally a 2-0 lead, but Kalamazoo 4 runs in the bottom of the third. They're up 6-0 now. 6 hits, 6 runs. And all thanks to Banks Tolley, who had a 3-run RBI triple in the left center field. So Rafters, they've given up a good amount of runs, and so they're going to have to start to get the bats going. That's the only way to get back in this game, because you've had 3 hits, but no runs because of it. Brendan Bobo can help them do that. He's 1-for-1 and sees the first offering for a ball. So Kalamazoo right now dominating this game. So Mason Meeks sets the 1-0. And down low, 4-ball, 2-0. A 2-0 count. This is the most Kalamazoo has led against the Rafters in a game they've played all season. Most by any team. And 2-0 fouled outside, 2-1. So 2 balls and a strike. Mason Meeks, 37 pitches. He's allowed 3 hits, but 3 strikeouts as a swing and a bouncer that pulls out right field side out of play. 2-2. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Brendan Bobo, the DH, not in the field today. He was slotted in the lineup yesterday. as Mason Meeks shifts his body, fires, and a check swing just outside for a ball, 3-2. So a lot of game to be played, but the Rafters, they need to start having some big innings. They need to start getting runs in. It's the only way to come back. The payoff from Meeks, and a swing and a ground ball over to Ibarra at first. Fields it up, scoops it, and throws, well, tags first for an easy out. So Bobo goes down. A shallow ground ball to first doesn't pay off. Orlando Lordoy, who flew out to left, had a big day yesterday. 2-for-4 with his home run, the only run the Rafters scored that game. He smoked a ball to right field. Two away here, top of the fourth. Meeks kicks in the first offering. Down the plate for a strike. So Lordoy has been all over the place before Benedictine University at Mesa. He attended Clark State College in Ohio. So he sees the 0-1 now and drives this out. Left field side out of play. Had 144 putouts in the field with two assists this past season for Benedictine. I mean, a guy that lit up the stat sheet. When you have 227 at-bats batting a 401, you're definitely doing something right. And he certainly was, as he fouls this off on the first base line. No balls, two strikes. Top of the fourth inning. One down for Kalamazoo. So the Growlers in a commanding 6-0 lead. And the 0-2 to Lordoy as he lines his ball into right field, heading back, and this just pulls away out the right field side. That looked fair for a majority of the time. That, man, that was close. So two strikes. Lordoy made great contact. His first time out to bat, but an even better play from Anthony Stefan into left field, which got him on the fly out. The 0-2 as Lordoy misses low, and a drop third strike, but a tag from Mitchell. So Lordoy goes down. So two down, and Garrett Broussard, who grounded out to first, his first time up. So Broussard batting a 239. Top of the fourth inning here. Meeks serves in, it's a slider low, goes below the corner, 1-0. Garrett Broussard, a returning Rafter, batted at 258 last season, and he sees the 1-0, it's a fastball inside of the zone, 1-1. So a ball, a strike, two down. The 1-1 of Broussard hits a low line drive into the glove of Lewis at second. Has trouble fielding it. Turns around and throws the first. What a play from Lewis Jr. to get out Broussard, but the Rafters come up empty. Growlers go three up and three down. We head to the bottom of the fourth on WFHR.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz. Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. But did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
Don't search through the phone book for hours looking for help. Don't waste time being transferred from department to department looking for answers. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, simply dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Free and confidential information and referral is available throughout Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 and get connected and get answers.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Kalamazoo in front 6-0. Gavin Lewis Jr. has been on base first two times today. He's got a base hit and a walk as Negrete sets in and throws low. It's a swing and a miss this time, 0-1. Gavin Lewis Jr. just made an unbelievable assist here in the top of the fourth. Negrete sets high in the 0-1. And it's a fastball that paints the zone this time, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Nobody down. 0-2 count. And Negrete. The windup, the 0-2, and a popped-up ball. Gervich chases it down from first on the right field line and makes the grab. That's the first time Lewis Jr. has gotten out today as he pops out to the first baseman. Henry Godbout, the second growler to cross home plate. He's 1-for-2. Started his day off with a base hit and flew out to left. Bottom four, one down. Negrete fires up and outside for about 1-0. A 1-0 count. Negrete kicks in once more, and the 1-0 to Godbout. Outside of the zone on the above corner, 2-0. Not a good start for Mekhi Negrete. 15 pitches, has given up a hit, two runs. As Godbout fouls this off right side. A prolific shortstop for the Growlers. And he's good on both sides of the ball. Two balls a strike. Negrete with the wide stance, winds up and serves. As a swing and a shallow ground ball, Broussard charges it at shortstop in the throw to first. Is right on the money. So a ground out. And two down here. Bottom four. Jeter Ibarra struck out looking and also got a base hit. He's 1-for-2 with a run as well. So Ibarra leads the team in batting average, leads the team in on-base percentage. First delivery in for a strike, 0-1. So 0-1 count. Mekhi Negrete looking to go 1-2-3 on the first three batters in the order. That goes in for a ball, 1-1. So a ball and a strike, you know, we're two down. Negrete once more and a miss inside, 1-2. So ball, two strikes, two down. Bottom of the fourth inning, Kalamazoo in a commanding 6-0 lead. The 1-2. Miss up top for strike three. Mekhi Negrete records a strikeout, his first of the afternoon. But nonetheless, we head to the top of the fifth. Rafters trail by 6 runs. We'll step aside.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the fifth inning, 6-0, Kalamazoo over Wisconsin Rapids. Jack Gervich will step in now as Meek serves in on a strike. Rafters only had three hits in comparison to the Growlers' six. They've been out hit, they've been outplayed frequently. And then the 0-1, and Gervich lines this out right field side and fouled, 0-2. So Gervich, he's had a double. That's the only time he's been up to bat. A great hit in the right center field. He'll see the 0-2. Fouls this off left side. No balls, two strikes. Mason Meeks nearing his 52nd pitch. And the 0-2 fouled left third base line once more, so Gervich staying alive. Meeks has allowed three hits, but recorded four strikeouts. He hasn't walked a batter. And the 0-2 home, and a liner up into center field. Over the head of Godbout and Jack Gervich. He's 2-for-2, so he's been positive for the Rafters. He's been a guy that they can trust, especially in this game. He's been a bright spot. 2-for-2 for him. Anthony Gallison, who struck out swinging his first time up, who's 0-for-1. At first is Gervich. Meeks gives up a hit in the fourth this game. And up above on the fastball and away, 1-0. So Jack Gervich at first now. Hey, 1-0 count. Meeks kicks the 1-0 up and away. Gallison has to back away for two balls now. So a two-ball count. Anthony Gallison has made some good plays out in the outfield today. Had a sliding catch on a high fly ball. He'll see the 2-0. And it paints the zone for a strike, 2-1. So two balls, one strike. Standing at first is Gervich. A 2-1 to Gallison, a swing and a bouncer over to Godbout. Goes over his head, takes a wild bounce. So Gallison fortunate to see that in a crazy bounce. He'll take first, Gervich to second. So it looks like it was a bounced ball that just took a wild bounce and that just shot over the head of Godbout. So if you need to come back against Kalamazoo down six runs, you need a little bit of luck. And that's certainly what happened there. Gallison at first, Gervich at second. Nobody down, Chris Conniff, who struck out swinging his first time at the plate. Meeks serves and paints the zone for a strike. 0-1. 0-1 count. Runners on first and second. And Conniff showing bunt. Meeks throws it outside on the left side for a ball. So the left-hander, Chris Conniff, on the right-hander, Mason Meeks, nearing his 60th pitch of today's contest. A ball and a strike. As this looks to be a balk. Yeah, I believe it is. It's a balk on Meeks. So the runners advance now to second and third. So a balk for Mason Meeks, and that allows the Rafters to put two in scoring position. Meeks, the 1-1, right down the plate, and it's a curveball this time. Conniff sees it looking 1-2. A ball and two strikes. Top of the fifth. No outs, and Meeks once more fouled off backside. Gallison at second. At third is Gurevich. Rafter is on the cusp of cracking the scoreboard here in the top of the fifth. And a 1-2 to Conniff. Can't find the strike zone. 2-2. So two balls, two strikes. Chris Conniff, they need him here. Fifth delivery. Fouled away. Conniff yesterday went 0-3, hasn't got a hit in this series, but perhaps that time is right now. A 2-2 count. Meeks the fire, and Conniff fouls it off backside. And it into the netting. So staying alive right now. Perhaps he can get Meeks to throw some balls. The count runs full. Meeks has allowed five hits, but four strikeouts. And the 2-2. And once more popped away. Out of play. So you look at it, Kalamazoo, six hits, six runs. They've capitalized off of all their hits. The Raptors have only one less hit with five, but no runs. So getting runs home was a big thing that they were lacking when they were losing. As Conniff swings and hits a high fly ball, skied in the air into center field. Tolley able to make the catch, and Gurevich charges home from third. The throw is not in time. He'll step across, and the Raptors get on the board with a run. So a sac fly RBI from Conniff. Gallison remains at second. 6-1 lead now. First run for the Raptors this game. Alex Duffy, who also struck out swinging his first time at the plate. Mason Meeks looks at second and delivers up and away on a ball this time, 1-0. Gallison at second. One ball, no strikes, and one out. So runner stays in scoring position, and the 1-0 to Duffy right down the plate for a strike. A 1-1 count. Two away, Alex Duffy, 0-1. Meeks looks, steps high, and winds the third offering, and Mitchell has to come out and grab that low for a ball. The Rafters finally break through. All right, 2-1 count. And the fourth pitch low for a ball. So Alex Duffy on the verge of getting walked and putting himself on base. Gallison at second. The 3-1 to Duffy. And once more, another foul ball. 3-2. Three balls, two strikes here. Top of the fifth. A full count. Meeks sets high.